From the stands, fans see the first base coach clap their hands every once in a while, field the occasional foul ball, and pat the runner on the behind when they make it that far. But the first base coach has to be constantly aware of game situations and directing team strategy, at the same time on guard to prevent tricks by the other team. Dave Cash has spent about a dozen years both playing big league ball and coaching in the majors and minors, now the batting instructor and first base coach for the International League's Rochester Red Wings. His first job at first base nagged the player about the ball game situation.
A lot of times, you know, guys might be struggling a little bit at the bat, and he's thinking about his hitting, might be struggling a little bit in the field, and not realizing that base running is just as important as hitting and fielding, because now you have an opportunity to help the team with your legs, with your instincts as far as scoring a run is concerned. So I want to alert them to all the situations that could possibly happen before they happen so that they don't have to think about them. If you get caught trying to think about a situation while it's going on, it's too late.
Make sure the line drive goes through. Who has a weak arm in the outfield? Don't get tagged out by the second baseman. These just a few pieces of advice that are constantly repeated. And of course, pick up the sign flashed across the way from the third base coach. If the occasion is right, if the team at bat feels they have an edge, they'll try to steal a base. And that's why you'll see a first base coach sometimes fiddling with a stopwatch.
We're actually getting the pitcher's release time. In other words, the stopwatch starts when the pitcher makes his first movement to the plate, and the stopwatch ends when a catcher catches the ball. And we find if the pitcher's anywhere 1.4 seconds or above, we can run on him, because it takes a catcher 2 seconds to throw it down there, and most guys can make it with a lead to second base on a steal anywhere from 3-2 to 3-7. So if he takes more than 1-4, 1-5, we should be able to steal a base on him.
Former big league player and coach, ex-minor league manager, Bill Robinson, now is the hitting instructor and coaches first base for the International League's Scranton Wilkes-Barre Barons.
Take just a cautious lead if you're not going to steal the base. If you're thinking about stealing a base and you're a pretty good base runner, pick up something, an idiom or idiosyncrasy that the pitcher is doing. I do remind them, too, that, hey, this is not a good pitch to run on. Maybe there might be a pitch out involved. I'm guessing along on an even count, 1-1, 2-2. There's going to be a lot of breaking pitches or off-speed pitches, trick pitches. So you might want to say this might be a good pitch if you're thinking about going.
It's the coach's job to be on the lookout for the first baseman sneaking behind a runner, taking a throw from the catcher, and to know where the ball is at all times, or face the embarrassment caused by the old hidden ball trick, where a baseman doesn't throw the ball back to the pitcher and waits to tag out a strained base runner off the bag. Dave Cash.
Especially when they go and have a little meeting at the mound, and we know the guys that like to do that. You know, for instance, a guy in the big leagues that does it all the time is Alex Karras with the Dodgers. He's noted for pulling the hidden ball trick. Matter of fact, he got me one time when I was coaching first base in Philadelphia. But the next time he tried it, I called time out. So
the pitcher can't toe the rubber if he doesn't have the ball?
No, the pitcher has to stay off of the rubber. He has to stay off of the dirt area. And that's another tip-off, too. You'll see him walking around the mound back there, picking up the rosin bag and trying to delay and trying to get the runner to get off base.
One thing that is expected of all players is hustle, and to cover those 90 feet as fast as possible. Bill Robinson preaches a never-say-die philosophy. He had one of the best views available as first base coach when Boston's Bill Buckner allowed Mookie Wilson's grounder to get by, helping the New York Mets on to victory in the 1986 World Series.
But when the ball went through and the run scores and we tie up this World Series, I remember flailing my arms in a windmill position and just saying to myself and the players, guys, don't ever, ever, ever give up. Don't ever give up at anything that you do. You never know.
At Frontier Field, I'm Bill Flynn.